talks to end the civil war in Sudan have got underway, despite one of the warring parties not turning up. The discussions, sponsored by the United States, are taking place at an undisclosed location in Switzerland. Aid agencies have warned that countries are not doing enough to help victims of the world's largest displacement crisis. Imogen Fuchs, the BBC's Geneva correspondent, has been telling me about those talks.
Well, what was supposed to happen was discussions of up to 10 days on a possible ceasefire in Sudan and increased humanitarian access. What is happening is that one side, the Rapid Support Force militia, has turned up. And the other side, the Sudanese armed forces, have not turned up. You know, your listeners may remember that this all started a year and a half ago. The leaders of both those two forces were in government and were supposed to be moving to a transition to democracy, something the people of Sudan had protested very peacefully for. Instead, they started fighting, and they've been fighting ever since in an increasingly bloody conflict which has displaced 10 million people. Tens of thousands of people have died. So what we've got, unfortunately, is just one side present here. I'm told that the talks have just started, but it's very hard to see that anything concrete can be achieved without the other key player, which is the Sudanese armed forces.
And is it known why they haven't turned up?
Well, it depends who you talk to and depending almost what day of the week it is, they actually say different things. They have been saying that before we can talk about a ceasefire, the right of civilians to flee conflict zones safely should be guaranteed and that humanitarian access should be guaranteed. These were on the table at preliminary talks in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. Now, you know, diplomats might say, you know, this is really chicken and egg argument, because of course civilians can't actually flee without at least a temporary ceasefire. Aid workers cannot deliver aid without at least a temporary ceasefire. So come on, come to the table and let's talk about at least that. Another point of contention is the claim by the Sudanese armed forces that they don't like the different observers at the table. Now, they are Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, the African Union, and the United Nations. Now, Sudan, the Sudanese armed forces claim the UAE is backing the other side. Now, the evidence for that is very murky. The US, which sponsors these talks, says it's really important to get some of these regional neighbors like Egypt, like UAE, into the room just as observers, because they may be needed, like the UN and the African Union may be needed, to try to be guarantors of a ceasefire if one is ever agreed.
How hopeful then are the sponsors that at some point the Sudanese armed forces representatives will turn up?
I think their line to people like me in the media is, we are keeping the door open. You know, they don't, the US team don't want to say, oh, they're definitely not coming. They're just saying the talks are happening, the door is open, you are invited, we would like to see you. I think realistically, we don't see any sign that there will be a change of heart. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes when these situations happen where warring parties or some of them are reluctant to come to the negotiating table, it's because they think, perhaps wrongly, that they can still win. Now, the cost of a total victory, as any aid agency here in Geneva will tell you, will be brutally high for civilians, for women and children.
In some ways, especially in the West, this has been a forgotten war. It doesn't receive the same media attention as other conflicts, but the suffering has been enormous.
Immense. It is the biggest by number humanitarian crisis on the planet right now. But it is also the least featured in the media and one of the least funded. UN aid agencies are begging for funding. We hear from them, the World Food Programme, for example, having to cut rations to people who have fled Sudan, fearing for their lives. But the brutal kind of geopolitical reality is that Ukraine, Russia seems to the world powers of more consequence, perhaps more potential danger. So too does the conflict in the Middle East, particularly if Iran were to get involved. So they are getting more attention diplomatically, financially, and from the media. But Sudan is the biggest in number. I mean, 10 million displaced. We can hardly get our heads around figures like that.
Imogen Fuchs of the BBC on those Sudanese peace talks.